Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 887. Are bananas fattening or weight loss friendly? By Helen West with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, the holidays are my favorite time of year. Last year on this show, I did a bit of holiday trivia during the month of December, so I'm doing the same this year because I received some wonderful feedback. You really seem to enjoy it. So, here's today's holiday trivia question. How did the colors red and green become associated with the holidays? Ready for the answer? It has to do with two things. One, the holly plant, which has always been associated with the holidays and winter, even going back to pagan traditions. But two, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola started associating Santa's red suit with their red branding of their product. That way, people would associate their product with the holidays. All right, I'm sure you're eager to hear today's post, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Are bananas fattening or weight loss friendly? By Helen West with Healthline.com. People who want to improve their health are often advised to eat more fruits and vegetables. However, some people worry that high sugar fruits like bananas can be fattening. We're going to explore whether bananas will make you gain or lose weight. Nutrition facts for bananas. Bananas are high in many nutrients and provide many health benefits. They contain lots of fiber, carbohydrates, and some essential vitamins and minerals. A medium-sized banana contains potassium, about 12% of the recommended dietary intakes, vitamin B6, about 20% of the RDI, vitamin C, about 17% of the RDI, magnesium, 8%, copper, 5%, manganese, 15%, and a medium-sized banana contains about 3.1 grams of fiber. This comes in at about 105 calories, 90% of which come from carbohydrates. Most of the carbs found in ripe bananas are sugars, like sucrose, glucose, and fructose. On the other hand, bananas are low in both fat and protein. Bananas also contain a number of beneficial plant compounds and antioxidants. Bottom line, bananas contain carbs, fiber, some essential nutrients, and antioxidants. A medium-sized banana provides 105 calories. Bananas are high in fiber, but low in calories. Calorie for calorie, bananas contain a lot of fiber. One medium banana at just 105 calories provides about 12% of your recommended daily intake. Fiber is important for maintaining regular bowel habits and plays a vital role in digestive health. Eating high amounts of fiber has even been linked to a reduced risk of heart disease, diverticular disease, and some cancers. An adequate fiber intake is also linked to a reduced body weight. One study measured the food intake of 252 women for 20 months. It found that for every extra gram of fiber the women ate per day, their body weight was around 0.55 pounds or 0.25 kilograms lower. This effect is thought to occur because the fiber makes you feel full for longer, which may help you eat fewer calories over the long term. However, other studies have found that extra fiber in the diet does not affect people's fullness or calorie intake. Bottom line, bananas are a good source of fiber. A high fiber intake has been linked to reduced body weight and a number of health benefits. The greener the banana, the higher the resistant starch. The type of carbohydrates in a banana depends on how ripe it is. Unripe green bananas are high in starch and resistant starch, while ripe yellow bananas contain mostly sugars. Resistant starches are long chains of glucose, starch, that are resistant to digestion. They act like soluble fiber in the body and have lots of potential health benefits. This includes weight loss and reduced blood sugar levels. Resistant starch can also slow down the absorption of sugar from foods. This can help keep your blood sugar levels stable and help you feel full. Furthermore, resistant starch may also increase fat burning. Bottom line, green, unripe bananas contain resistant starch, which has been linked to weight loss and reduced blood sugar levels. Bananas have a low glycemic index, but it depends on ripeness. The glycemic index is a measure of how much foods raise blood sugar levels. If a food scores lower than 55, it's considered to have a low glycemic index. 56 to 69 is a medium glycemic index, while a score above 70 would be considered high. Foods that contain a lot of simple sugars are quickly absorbed and have a high glycemic index value since they cause a greater rise in blood sugar levels. Eating a lot of high glycemic index foods has been linked to weight gain and an increased risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Foods with more slowly absorbed carbs have a lower glycemic index and keep your blood sugar levels stable. Since bananas are 90% carbohydrate, they're sometimes considered to be a high sugar fruit that could spike your blood sugar. However, the glycemic index score of bananas is 42 to 62, depending on ripeness. This makes them low to medium on the glycemic index. Ripe bananas have a higher glycemic index than greener bananas. The sugar content increases as the banana matures, which in turn affects your blood sugar levels. In general, bananas seem to release their sugar slowly. One recent study followed those with type 2 diabetes and high cholesterol. They added 9 ounces, or about 250 grams, of banana to their breakfast for 4 weeks, which significantly reduced fasting blood sugar and cholesterol levels. Low glycemic index foods like bananas may also help you feel full and keep blood sugar levels stable. This may lead to weight loss over time. Bottom line, bananas have a low to medium glycemic index value. Their sugar content and blood sugar raising effects increase as they ripen. Bananas are filling, but not as much as some other fruits. Filling up on high fiber, low calorie snacks can help with weight loss and weight management. These foods help prevent feelings of hunger and subsequent overeating without adding lots of unnecessary calories to your diet. In fact, bananas could help you fill up a lot better than other high calorie snacks. However, they aren't quite as filling as some other fruits. For example, apples and oranges are more filling than bananas, calorie per calorie. Bottom line, bananas are filling foods. However, they aren't quite as filling as apples and oranges. Fattening or weight loss friendly? Bananas are healthy and nutritious. There's no doubt about that. They are also high in fiber, but low in calories. Most bananas have a low to medium glycemic index and should not cause big spikes in blood sugar levels compared to other high-carb foods. Although there are no studies that directly examine the effects of bananas on weight, they do have several properties that should make them a weight loss friendly food. If you are trying to lose weight, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with eating bananas as part of a balanced, real food-based diet. You just listened to the post titled, "Are Bananas Fattening or Weight Loss Friendly?" by Helen West with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love reading articles from Healthline.com because basically every claim they make, they have a scholarly reference for, meaning they back up their claims with research studies. That's what I'm all about. I want to make sure that what I read to you is the truth, essentially. And when articles back up what they say with research, that makes me super happy. And I agree with the bottom line here, that there is nothing wrong with eating bananas. And I know that they're a banned food for many folks trying to lose weight, but there's really no need to do that. In fact, for me, bananas are my go-to before a workout. I found it's the perfect snack to help make me feel energized without making me feel sick when I'm doing my workouts. I've noticed I'm kind of sort of sensitive to that vomiting reflex when I work out too hard, and I notice when I consume a medium-sized banana 1 to 2 hours before my workout, I don't get as nauseated. And when we're talking about weight loss or weight maintenance or weight gain, it really is about calories. And so if someone's eating just too many calories in general, and they look at their diet and they go, well, I do eat a banana every day, that's gotta be why I'm gaining weight. That's probably wrong. It's probably just the fact that you're consuming too many calories overall. So in that case, what I would say is maybe keep the banana in your diet, but then get rid of something else that may not be as nutritious. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.